It is great to see everybody. Thank you for coming out. We're just going to enter in a time of worship and just pray that the Lord is glorified here tonight in this place. So be comfortable. Stand up, sit down, come to the altar, lay in his presence, but meet with him. That's really the only important thing about tonight is that we meet with him. So let's just pray. God, I just thank you so much for what you're doing in this place. God, my heart is stirred by just all that you're doing. And God, I can feel my faith being stirred just by the people, Lord, as they come in the doors and they share, Lord, where things are at in their lives and what you're doing, God. It stirs us up and it's exciting, God. And I pray tonight that you would be lifted up. God, above every other name, it doesn't matter who's here. Be lifted up. It's the only important thing, God. Be exalted above every other name. It's not about Fountain of Life. It's not about a speaker. It's not about me or anybody else who's here, God. It is about you. Lord, take these songs, God, and let them be not just words, but let them be real. Lord, let the words that come forth tonight, God, let it be real. Let it come from your mouth and your heartbeat for your people. Be pleased by what you see and hear here tonight, God. We worship you.
Glory be lifted high.
Chains be broken. Lives be healed. Eyes be open. Christ is revealed. Chains be broken. hallelujah means. Praise ye Yahweh. We worship you, Jesus.
Here I am, take me. gave your life for me, so I will live my life for you. Like you spilled your blood, I spilled my heart. There's an offering to my King. Here I am, take me.
See you. Praise you, God. Let's just worship Him. Just raise your hands and just tell Him how much you love Him. Tell Him how holy and how worthy He is. Esteem Him in your life. Exalt Him as high as you can in your own life. Just choose today to exalt the Lord. Just make that choice right now. No matter how you feel, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what's going on, make the choice right now. I'm going to exalt the Lord. And I'm going to praise His name. And I'm going to lift Him as high as I possibly can. Because there is no one like Him. We praise You, God. We love You, Lord. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You for such an incredible salvation and such a wonderful kingdom, oh God, that You've conveyed us into. By Your grace and Your love and Your mercy, God. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your word that does not come back void, oh God. We thank You, Lord, that You said that You will have a people. And Lord, that You will dwell amongst the people, oh God. And Your people will be Your people and we will be Your God. Lord, I thank You, Lord, for allowing us, God, through faith, just as Abraham, oh God, to believe unto righteousness, Lord. To believe unto a right standing and relationship with the living God. That is incredible. What a miracle, Lord. That we are the redeemed of God. That we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To those who believe, oh God, we have been given the right to be the children of God. Lord, we just thank You today. We thank You, Lord, this evening. We thank You, Lord, for just who You are and what You've done. In our lives, oh God. We thank You, Lord, for Your promise. Your promises that You'll never leave us nor forsake us. The promises that You'll ask the Father and He'll send the Holy Spirit. He'll be in us and we'll be in Him. And we'll know Him because He's in us. We thank You, Lord, for such a relationship as this. We praise You tonight. There is truly no one like You. There's no one like our God. No one can save like You do. Able to save us to the uttermost. Every aspect of our lives, oh God. I thank You that we don't have to settle for mediocrity, Lord. We don't have to settle for less than what desire You placed in our hearts. We thank You, Lord, for an incredible salvation and such abundant life in Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God, we truly thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank You, Lord, for such, Lord, a relationship with You that walks us through, Lord, the ways of life, Lord. We thank You for the light, the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit that enables us to walk in obedience to Your word. So we do. We surrender to You tonight, Lord. We declare that You truly are Lord, that You are God. And Your ways, Lord, are higher above our ways and Your thoughts above our thoughts. And we believe, Lord, that You are the way, the truth, and the life. We will follow You. We will follow You. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Worthy is our God. Worthy is our God. Righteous in all His ways. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise and a shout. Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. And Christy's a miracle, by the way, in case you haven't figured that out. But it wasn't too long ago she had tonsillitis and all kinds of major throat issues. But the Lord said, I need you. Amen. And untie her from that thing because the Lord has need of her, right?
Amen.
And let her loose and Let her worship the Lord the way she was designed and called of God to. Amen? Amen. So having faith to just step into what the purposes God has for you, regardless of what obstacles might be in your way, God is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, it's good to see everybody out here on a Sunday night. We don't normally have a Sunday night service time, so I'm really blessed to see that those of you made it. And we're really blessed because we have some wonderful, wonderful people with us from South Africa, Dr. Roshan and Zubeda with us from South Africa, from Durban. We were blessed to be with them in their church last year. And wonderful time. What a wonderful work God's doing there. Beautiful spirit. And it was fun. And you can just tell when you're just able to step into a place and just flow. It's a good place, amen? It's a good place to be. And also Pastor Barry and Donna from Gateway Church in York, amen? And blessed to get to know them. And Brother Bill and Ann Hooper, everybody knows Brother Bill and Ann here. And blessed to have them along. And they're the South African connection right there, you know? And we have our own Italian connection, remember? And but Bill's the South African connection. And so we're blessed to have them, and they'll be going back there pretty soon, next week. And so they live half of their life there and half of their life here, right? Something about that. And so praise God. Well, I didn't get in here early enough, so I'm going to pass these baskets. We need to have an offering tonight. And normally I just announce it, and everybody comes up during worship, and we just give out of joy and praise and worship, and we're still going to give out of joy and praise and worship, but I'm going to pass the baskets, okay? Because we didn't get the chance to do that during a worship time. So I'm just going to pray because, you know, how many know that although God doesn't need your money, He gives you the opportunity to take what you've been given in the temporal and sow it for eternal.
Amen.
He gives you the opportunity to sow seeds that you can receive a return for. Amen?
Amen.
And I just thank God for that opportunity. And so tonight we have an opportunity, and I just want to give all of us that opportunity, and we'll be passing these baskets. But I'm going to pray before we do so, okay? If you're making a checkout, you can make it to Fountain of Life, and we'll make sure you get all the tax issue taken care of. We do have envelopes somewhere. Do we have envelopes back there? If anybody needs an envelope, Roland, you mind handing them out? If you need an envelope, you want to raise your hand, we'll give you an envelope. If you're going to put cash in it, that's fine. But let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision. Lord, more than anything, God, you are faithful, Lord, and you have proven yourself over and over and over. Your word even says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. Father, we thank you for your provision. We thank you for caring for us. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to sow some of this, Lord, back into what you're doing. And I ask, Lord, as we do so, that, Lord, that you would allow us to do it in hearts full of joy, Lord, and celebration, because, God, you are doing a mighty and wonderful work, Lord, in the world today. And, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be part of it through our giving. So bless this offering, Lord. Use it for your glory. Multiply it, Lord, many times over. God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So I'm just going to pass these along. And maybe, let's see, Chad, can you take care of the basket on that side? Can you pass it back and forth in the aisles for us, Chad? I know you've never been trained that way, but you're a bright boy. You can do that. Amen. Make sure everybody gets an opportunity to give. And then we have this side over here. Let's see. Christopher, do you mind helping me out? And just make sure that everybody has an opportunity with this basket to give if they would desire to give. Don't beat anybody if they don't. See, we haven't had an opportunity to train them yet. Most of our offerings we just do right up front during our worship and just lay it all before the Lord, and God is gracious. So this is new for them, and they're being trained on the spot. So I had to add in the don't beat anybody, you know, because they are at that age, you know, what, 12, 13 years old. And so God bless them. And so I was mentioning the wonderful opportunity, and I'm really excited because when we were at the church in Durban, we were so blessed. It was just like being at home. And so without further delay, I'd like Dr. Roshan to come. And I don't know, Zubeda, if you'd like to say anything. That's up to the two of you. Work out what you... No? Okay. So let's give a hand. Let's encourage and be thankful. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Amen.
Well, bless the Lord. Amen. Good evening, everybody. It's all right. You can talk back to me. We're just so glad. My wife, if I could just ask Zubeda just to stand up, and she doesn't want to say too much tonight because, thank you. I want to say thank you to Pastor Pete and Tammy for having us over, more especially Pastor Barry, Ryan, and Donna, and for Bill and Anna. I want you to clap your hands for them. Had it not been for them, we wouldn't be in the United States. Amen. So I want you tonight, I want to thank Pastor Pete from the bottom of my heart to give me the opportunity to come share God's word with you. Now, I may say some things or pronounce some words you may not understand, but that's all right, okay? There's some things you say and I don't understand. But we'll just get along fine. I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you would, please. I want to share with you. I'll try not to be long tonight, but I think what I have for you is important. And I want to encourage you and be a blessing to you. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And while you're turning to the book of... I want to read two scriptures. One is John chapter 5, and the other is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. But you could just turn them, keep your finger. I just want to share with you that I came from a background where I wasn't a Christian. I was a Hindu, and my wife was a Muslim. Her father was a priest. And we both got born again, gave our hearts to the Lord. Just to share with you how I had encountered the Lord was one day I was studying at home, and I was in the police department. My wife was a school teacher at the time. And deep in my heart, I just knew as a young man and as a Hindu that the way we were following was not really God. Because there were just too many things happening that I felt, boy, this can't be God. So there was a deep hunger and a cry in my heart to know the true and the living God. Well, what was so amazing was at the time that, the Lord had spoken to me, we had a Hindu lamp at home. In other words, it was just a big statue and would light it every day. Because Hindus believe that when you light this little oil lamp, it is light. But how many know that Jesus was the true light? And as when you give your heart to the Lord as Christians, we become the light of the world. Amen. And so, but the most amazing thing is that in all of that kind of confusion, while I was studying, God spoke to me. And God said to me, I heard a literal voice, and God said to me, go and look for a pastor. And when you find a pastor, he'll tell you the way of salvation. It was such a great encounter for me, and I was so excited that I had forgotten to lock the door, and I drove around for about 2 hours trying to find a pastor. And that was the truth, and I eventually found one who was an evangelist. Well, I didn't know the difference, but I had found a pastor, and then his wife was cooking in the kitchen, and they started to share with me the words of eternal life, and I eventually gave my heart to the Lord. And I actually got filled with the Holy Spirit in one of Reinhard Bonnke's meetings. How many know Reinhard Bonnke? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, he's a great evangelist. He was coming a lot to South Africa. Excuse me. And eventually, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I immediately knew there was a call of God on my life. So I went back home. I said to my wife, I want to resign from work. And I want to get involved in the ministry. So she asked me, she said, what would you do? I said, I'll drive his truck. You see, the thing is, the encounter was so real, but I didn't have any wisdom. Are you with me? And so I eventually plowed myself back into my career, but I always knew the calling of God was there. But over the years and, me serving the Lord, I realized something, that being born again and having an encounter with the Lord wasn't just enough. because I had this great encounter with the Lord. It was real, you know, to me, but how many knew that I had to renew my mind? And that was where the struggle was. So the Bible tells us, if I would read the first scripture to you, it says here, now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that scripture kind of gives you an insight that man is a tripartite being. It's made in three parts. So having an encounter with God and having that sort of thing as a reality is one thing, but again, I think the challenge is to renew our minds according to the Word of God. Because when we were younger, I mean, you know, I come from that type of background. I'm just using me as an example, and I hope it will encourage you. My mind was messed up. I mean, I believed poverty was the way. I believed humility was an outward act. It wasn't an inward act. And gradually, I had to change that. Say amen to that. And then I started to realize that Jesus, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's so many aspects that you need to change to become holy again. Say amen to that. Growing up, I really had a poverty consciousness. I thought life had to be a struggle. I thought we had to struggle. And, you know, we've been taught, I mean, growing up, is that whatever you can get, just grab it and can it. And don't share it, but the kingdom mentality is sow it and give it so that it will come back to you. So I want to bring you back to another interesting scripture here in the book of John chapter 5 and reading from verse number 2. Have you found it? I would like you to turn to it, and if you find it, to say amen so I know you're with me. Hallelujah. So in John chapter 5, we have an interesting an account of a man healed at the pool of Bethesda. And reading from verse number 1, it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. And there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the waters. Let me share this with you. There is going to be a moving in this church from today. A moving in your life and a moving in your ministry. Say amen to that. It says, for an angel went down at a certain time at the pool and stirred up the water, and whosoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man who was there who had an infirmity 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Now I think that's a very interesting question. Because God can't make you well until you consent to it. God can't make you whole until you consent to it. In other words, listen carefully. I won't be long. I'll really be short. But I want you to grab this in your spirit. You have to give God permission to make you well financially. The Lord spoke to me recently, and he said to me one time, he said, have you made me your personal physician? So I said, well, Lord, I believe you, Jehovah Rapha, you God that, you know, you're the God that heals. But he asked me a question back again. He said, have you made me your personal physician? Then he went on and he started to deal with me. He said, have you made me your personal banker? Then he asked another question. He says, have you made me your travel agent? So you can mentally assent to many of the things, but you have to personally give God permission to come into your life to change you and make you well. He won't override your will. You have to give him permission. He asked me a question. He says, would you allow me to be the pastor of your church? And I had to make a conscious decision to say, Lord, I want you to come in and make you the pastor of my church. You'll be the senior pastor. I'll be the junior pastor. And then I also said, Lord, I want to give you permission to be my banker. In other words, my financial troubles are now over. I want to rest today. Because brothers and sisters in Christ, let me share this with you. God did not design for you to sweat and toil. sweating and toiling is under the curse. And the Bible tells us we are redeemed from the curse. Amen. Jesus Christ being made a curse for us. Yeah. Now I want you to turn around to someone and at least this one person say, you're no longer under the curse. Hallelujah. Just speak to someone. Say, you're no longer under the curse. Because God has blessed you. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. You're free. Do you want to be made well tonight?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not just talking about physical healing, but in every aspect of your life. Do you want to be made well in your emotions? Do you want to be made well in your finances? Do you want to be made well in your home, in your relationships? Well, certainly, I'm just asking you the question. You don't have to answer it. But I made a conscious decision that before God, I want to be made not only well, but whole.
Amen.
Say amen to that. And the sick man answered, sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another one steps before me. Now, verse 8 is a big verse. I would like you to underline it if you do that or take careful attention of it. It says, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Now, when I saw that, it actually speaks about three commands. It says, rise. The command to rise was directed to his spirit. Three different commands in just that scripture. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. It is not the will of God for you and for me to walk with a shriveled up spirit. And the word of God is what is bread to us. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. That is spirit food. Faith cometh by hearing. So it is a word of God that enhances our lives. It's a word of God that transforms us. It's a word of God that gives us direction. Listen, as soon as you start getting the word of God hitting your mind and hitting your soul and hitting your heart, faith comes. Hallelujah. One time, I'll just share this with you. I was walking together with my wife in the bank, or walking towards the bank, and we were speaking, but I felt myself step out of my body, and I took two steps. But I was conscious of the fact that you were still speaking to me, and I actually had to step back into my body. And God gave me a revelation and an insight is that that's the way it's supposed to be, that your spirit man should be leading you and not the soulish realm. Not your mind. Now, there's nothing wrong with the mind, but the point is, God's original order in creation was that the spirit man had to take charge and take control. Come on here, somebody. So the command was, rise. I'm saying to you tonight, and I'm encouraging you, I won't be long. I'm saying to you, rise in your spirit. You're bigger than what you think you are. And God has more for you. He really has. I want to encourage you today. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
You haven't seen anything yet. Some of you are going to start touching things that you were dreaming of. You're going to see manifestations. I understand that the economy is very challenging at the moment. But hey, listen, we're not in the economy of the world. We're in the economy of God.
Amen.
Say amen to that. We all have challenges, irrespective of whether you're a preacher or not a preacher. We all have challenges, but I'll tell you what, you'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Say hallelujah tonight. You're not ordinary folk. You're specially chosen. God has chosen you. God has selected you. He's predestined you. Come on here, somebody. So he says, rise. Tonight I want to say to you, rise. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, rise. I see you rising up. I see your finances changing.
Amen.
I said, I see something changing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What about this week? Can this week change? Of course. One event can change your life. One phone call can change your life. One email can change your life. One telephone call can change your life. Just one connection can change your life. I see your life changing tonight. I said, I see your life changing tonight. Hallelujah. So the first command, it was three commands in one sentence. He says here, rise. It says, rise. The second command was directed to the man's soul and mind, his will and his emotions. Jesus said to him, take up your bed. And I want to say to you that tonight, God has given you a command somewhere along the line, but somehow you didn't think it was God. I'm saying to you, if God told you to start a business, if God told you to do something, take up your bed and begin to walk. Come on here, somebody. Your emotions are whole. It was the purpose of the enemy to fragment us. And we came into the church fragmented in many pieces, but thank God for Jesus put us all together again. Hallelujah. I came into the church messed up. I thought being born again was just the only experience, and I arrived. It was only the beginning of my experience. God had to take up my messed up mind and put me together again and make me whole. Come on here, somebody. I grew up without a dad, and I didn't know the love of a dad. But God healed my heart and made me a dad to many people around me. Not only my biological children, but my spiritual children. That today I can father men. What made me whole? It was the Spirit of God. Amen. What brought me together again was the Spirit of God. I didn't know how to love people. Prior to that, prior to my encounter with Jesus, I was a hater of humanity. I hated people. I was sectarian in my thinking. I was prejudiced. Well, maybe I wouldn't share that story with you. All right, let me share it. But you've got to love me, right? Forgive me. I'm almost done. Well, the amazing thing is in South Africa, you know, we had apartheid. And apartheid was one race group hated the other race group. You know how it was. And we all were taught differently. But the most interesting part is that when I joined the police department, all my friends were of different colors. I had black friends, white friends, Indian friends. So we ate together, we worked together, and we covered each other's back together. But deep in my heart, there was a resentment towards white folk. But I didn't know it was not the fact that I just didn't like them. I think it was the devil in me that twisted my thinking. But the amazing thing was the day I got filled with the Holy Spirit, the first lady that I ministered to was a white lady. It's the truth. My wife worked with another lady, and she called me and she said, listen, won't you come pray? And her name was Mrs. Marks. We went to the flat, and here's the woman that I saw, and I laid my hands on her, and I ministered with compassion, and God healed her. Amen. Then I realized something that, hey, racism and sectarianism is something evil. It's not of God. And then I knew that the love of God was shed abroad my heart by the Holy Ghost. Say hallelujah. Now when I look at you and you look at me, I can love you. I love you more than my own family because you're the family of God. Amen. Say hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. I mean, look at the wisdom of God. He takes us from different backgrounds, different cultures, different colors, and he puts us all together like a bunch of flowers, and he calls us the glorious church. Amen. Think about that. Think about me being steeped in, you know, idolatry and serving a foreign God, but God saves me and brings me into the church now to encourage you. Isn't that God? Yes. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God made me whole again. So this is what he does. He makes your spirit whole, and then he makes your emotions whole. Amen. And I see so many times people come messed up into the church, but thank God for Jesus. Amen. I said, thank God for Jesus. Yes. Don't feel condemned, because it's not going to take overnight. Yes. And God will only operate in your heart as long as you open your heart. Amen. And I trust tonight, and I encourage you tonight, give him secret places in your heart. Yeah. Open up doors and open up avenues in your heart where he can come in and operate. Amen. He is the master physician. Yeah. He is. If he could heal me and put me together again, being so messed up, he'll heal you. Amen. Come on here, somebody. And then, of course, he'll use you to heal other people. Amen. Hallelujah. I marvel. One time I was having an argument with God, and I'm almost done. Having an argument with God, and I said, Lord, I didn't have a dad. I didn't have somebody to love me. I said, I didn't have somebody to put their hands around me, buy me toys. And I said, I miss that. I said, Lord, how can I ever be whole again? I said, because when I look around friends, they all had dads, and they all grew up with the love of dad, but with the father. But I said, I've missed that. And I remember a couple of months later, as I was driving, the Lord said to me, he says, I'm the best dad you'll ever have. That's what he said to me. And that revelation really healed my heart. I said, because I could have had a biological father, could have abused me and not treated me well, but my Heavenly Father made up for that. And thank God for our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And God was a mom and a dad all in one. Because he is the many-breasted one. So God has been both my mom and God has been both my dad. And I've walked with the Lord. And I still walk with God. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one of the most beautiful persons you'll ever get to know. I remember the scripture that says so. I think it's in the Amplified Bible. It says, I will not leave you as an orphan. It says, but I'll come with you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll guide you. God says, you know, I'll give you another Paracletos, another one in my stead. Although Jesus is not with us physically, but he sent the Holy Spirit with us. And the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us. And I've learned afterwards, because all the other religions, their gods don't walk with them. But our God lives in us, talks to us. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. And the last point that I want to share with you, the first command command in this here, he says, take up your bed. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Rise is that your spirit should rise. Your spirit should be strong. Take up your bed means get your emotions together. God wants to use you. He has a plan for you. And the last one was walk. The last command was to the body, walk. And I don't know what it is that's hindering you tonight, whether it is in your spirit or whether it is in your mind or whether it is in your body. I'm just saying tonight, rise, take up your bed and walk. God's got a great plan for you. And I see something wonderful happening. Hallelujah. And God is going to use you to touch your community and touch people around. In fact, if I may say it this way, you are the savior to your world. Yes. I don't mean the whole world, but your sphere of influence. Amen. Whoever's around you, whether it's your workplace or whether it's your community or whether it's your school or whether it's your church, God needs you. Would you turn around to someone and say, God needs you? In fact, in the economy of God, you're a VIP. Amen. And a VIP means a very important person. God needs you in the economy. God can't work apart from you. Come on here, somebody. God needs a human body. He needs a human mind. He needs a human spirit. And he wants to think through you. And he wants to work through you. And he wants to function through you. He wants to function through me. Won't you allow him tonight to make you whole again in all of those areas? And you may say to me, but Pastor, as I close, you may say to me, but Pastor, too many things have happened in my life and too many hurts and too many pains. Hey, all that was designed for you to know him as Father. Amen. The Aramaic word is Abba, Father. Yes. That we may know him as Abba, Father. Yes. I look back and I think to myself sometimes, and I'm so grateful for that. I could have been in another religion now, serving a God that never loved me, never spoke to me, that enslaved me. But thank God for Abba, Father. Amen. Thank God for Jesus, who loved me so much that when I was steeped in sin, steeped in idolatry, he extended his arm towards me. Now here's a question for you as I close. If he could love me when I was unlovely and unworthy, how much does he love you now that you're a child of God? Now that we serve him, now that we cleansed, sanctified, now that we made righteous, I want you to know tonight as I close, God really loves you. And I'm not just saying it because I want, you know, I'm just saying it for you to kind of like just go away and say, okay, thank God, you know, God loves me. No, I want you to love him back. Yeah. I want you to walk with him. I want you to open up your heart. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. You're important to the church. Say amen to that. Amen. You're important in the economy of God. You're important in the family of God. And I want to say this to you as I close. God really, sincerely loves you. May you be whole again, whole in your finances, whole in your life. May God touch you in every aspect of your life. Say amen to that. Amen. And I just see great things happening to you. I prophesy that over your life. Can I just close with a prophecy? Can I read a prophecy that I've written to you? It'll just take me a minute. And now behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thy hand. Jeremiah 40, verse 4. This is my word to you. You've been bound long enough. It's now time to come forth in freedom. You've had too many chains binding you for too long. My gospel, my message, my words are words of liberation. While you were bound in chains, you were inactive and you were unfruitful. You were confused and you were imprisoned. But my truth sets men free. My words liberate men. I speak to you to rise for me this day. Loosed from all the chains which bound you, the chains that were upon your soul which kept you in bondage, the chains that were upon your mind which kept you from receiving the mind of Christ, the chains that were upon your vocal cords which made you unable to speak or sing freely in my name, the chains that were upon your heart so that you were unable to walk in faith and freedom before me, the chains that were upon your purse, your wallets, it's now broken in Jesus' name. I said it's broken in Jesus' name. And I prophesy over you financial miracles from every side. May the goodness of God not only chase you, but overtake you. Blessings of God overtake you. Your funds that were limited will now become unlimited, keeping you reduced in poverty. The chains that were upon your spirit, which kept you desolate and broken in spirit, your chains are now removed. You have a newfound freedom. You will demonstrate my freedom. You're completely free, saith the Lord. You're ready to go forth in wisdom, and in your freedom, you will help many others to find the same freedom. In this way, my people will become strong. They will do mighty exploits in the freedom of my spirit. And I want to end with this, Psalm 105, verse 20. The king sent and loosed him and let him free. You're free tonight. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. May the goodness of God rest upon you. Thank you for coming tonight. I trust my words have empowered you and really encouraged you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Come, Pastor Pete. Hallelujah.
God is so good. How many were here this morning and heard the word that came forth? This morning, as we were worshiping, the Lord led me to Acts chapter 12, Peter in prison, the chains, found himself in bondage, you know, all of those soldiers locked up, gates and guards and all of that, but the Lord came right in and took the chains off and said, rise up, put your shoes on, put that robe of righteousness on, and let's go, and let's walk, amen? And the Lord sends Roshan with, as he was seeking God, and God gave him this prophecy to write down in advance, was, you've been chained up long enough, people. Amen? I'm sure we can get a copy of that. I mean, this is God. I mean, that doesn't happen just by chance. There's so many illustrations in the scripture. There's so many messages that could have been preached. There's so many encouraging words of prophecy that could have come forth. But God ordained and set forth a word of confirmation. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. And tonight, if you're saying, well, yeah, you know, as we said this morning, a lot of times the chains are broken, but we got our mind goes to the outer gate that we know is locked. And all the other guards, well, yeah, you might loosen me tonight, but what about the rest of my life? God's plan is to walk you right through.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes, amen.
All we got to do is trust and believe, but the chains are broken. So tonight I would love, Pastor, to have an opportunity to pray for you. If you're saying, you know what, I agree, I've been chained up. And I know God has broken those chains. I know it. But I'm unable to walk in it. I would just love for him to be able to pray for you. And if you just come up front, we can put some music on, and it won't take much time. It's still early yet. And let's just see what God does. Let's just receive from the Lord. Let's just take advantage of this opportunity. You know, God is here. And his word is alive, and the prophecy is flowing. You know, the word of God that goes out with life, you know, to impart into us is flowing fresh tonight. So come. I just open the altars here tonight, and we're just going to come and just let Pastor pray and trust the Lord, because the chains are broken. Christy even sang it to you. Chains be broken. Right? Chains be broken. She sang it a little different than that. Maybe when she had tonsillitis it was similar, but I don't know. It was still better than that. I would believe that. But think of that now. Come on. She picks a song like that to sing tonight. God's speaking to us.
Amen.
But it's up to us to say, yes, God. Because he puts the offering out there. But as he said, he's not going to do it unless you say yes. Just the way it is. It's the way he is. So will you say yes to him tonight? And come and receive prayer. And let the chains be broken in your life. Amen? Amen.
So, if you need prayer, just come up quickly. And I'll ask Pastor Barry to come help me. Pastor Barry, would you come help them, Pastor Pete? And let's just trust God and be united together. We'll do this quickly. Hallelujah. Like, you don't have to be ashamed. We're not here to embarrass you. We're here to stand in agreement with you and help you. There were many ministers that helped us. We want to help you tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The spiritual walk is progressive. Hallelujah. Thank you. So if you want prayer just for anything, you want us to stand in agreement with you, just come quickly. We'll lay hands with you. There's pastors here that will pray with us. For us, amen.
Maybe thank you. The rest of us, you could support us in prayer, support the people that are looking for prayer. Believe God with us.
Yeah.
In their behalf.
Thank you.
One takes 1,000, two of
yes.
1,000. There's more than enough to really rout some friends about.
Yeah. Even if you have financial challenges too and you'd like us to pray, please come forward and we'll pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless you. Praise you. Honor. Let's just get one or two guys to help us catch, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me a hand. Father, I thank you. I bless you. Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, Lord of God, I release, Lord, upon her. Father, the blessings of the Lord are reversed, every curse, every generational curse.